Grandma just said that in the olden days, Grandma is now 81, and she remembers when from outlying areas people used to gather. Outlying villages come into a larger settlement like Barrow, or when Point Barrow was the first settlement here, and there was no Barrow here. And the point there where she was born was an area where people used to come in from outlying areas to compete in the shortest days of the year. And calling that time of gathering the year-round, the year-round gathering of people from all areas would come to this circle, as they call it, to compete. They had nothing better to do, or they couldn't do much on real short days. So they would bring in their food, enough food to last them through the shorter days, and compete in games. And each village would have a certain representative. And then they would also send letter-like deals from another village. They would send a runner with a song, drum it, and give it as a message to the people that they're coming in at a certain time, and naming a person in the village who they wish to compete with, and have it be made known. And then in turn, when this runner with a message would return, then once the message is given to this center where the game is going to be held, then the chief of that town would, in return, get another answer, give an answer as to when and how, through song and chanting, and answer that back. And then when the time came, then the villagers would know just what they're going to have in that circle for the year.
There used to be men's and women's games then too.
Arnaluguk then nangutilu pisigurakakunga miban.
Arnaraglat pisigurakakunga pisasutuma. Angutinguk anaktaktutik supayanit piraktutik pisuru.
She says that not so much the women, but it was mostly the men that did all the competing from villages. Said she has never heard that women took part. They did most of the cooking and preparing of the food. There were never any women competing in these areas, just the men.
Was there feasting at the same time as the gaming?
Niri blutik tabrani suku niki nakibdu naga pira kahalitan niki nakibigira kahalu pisu ngamabat. She said, yes, they, women, prepared the food and had it in this the biggest building that they had. They called it a gathering place, which was prepared for probably most the biggest building or whatever they had, a gathering place. The women would bring in the food right there, right in the middle, of the floor, all types of food, prepared food, fish, and whatever they had at that time for feast. They said they were never in want. Everybody ate.
What other kinds of things went on when villages got together at that time?
What other? Sunigduok, subutigluok, pisiunga, badunia, kaurang, nirnik, pikarong.
Kaurang, nirnik. Nalurung, tusangat, tunga, piurak, sinak, lutik, anak, tak, lutik, anak, tau, sipayan, kanutinik, pisiunga, piurak, utinik.
It was just mostly competing among the men. There were no dog races, no women competed. It was just among the men.
What about
dances? Kanok mara
taimang nga
ake it kaluaktok na lubiga.
She states that in these, the shortest time of the year, no one took time out to have dances. It was just competing to see who was the best athlete. And also, none of the things that we have today, more modern, with the dog teams came on. When Nate and I got married in 40, they were just coming out with the dog team races. They never competed earlier than that. In the village, Wainwright, in outlying areas, would bring in their teams up till about 1958 or 59. Then you didn't hear any more about the dog team races at Christmas time. Well, as Grandma said, they didn't confuse people when they were competing with against each other. They forgot about the dances. They didn't have any Eskimo dances. This was meant only more for a celebration where everyone had a good time and a sort of a free-for-all, no competing. Just whoever was there could join in this dance. But she said at a time when the messenger came in, a runner came in from, they would have these dances, and this is where the message would be presented at a gathering when all these people would gather, and a song, a runner, whenever he spoke, he had a message, he would chant it to the people in song, drum it out, and then that was it. That was the only time she said she can remember that a dance was held before the games ever occurred, and at the end of a big gathering, but they never had the dancing right in the middle of all this competing, the shortest part of the year. Right. And this is what she calls the first Christmas doing that it's this today's games deprived from.
Do you remember, or does your mother, Nate's mother, remember when the first missionaries came with Christmas?
She can remember when the first missionaries came in and at the same time to start school among the people who were left, who stayed in the community to give their children the schooling, permanent residences. And then from that on, maybe she can remember 6 or 7 students in the school. And all the others didn't, the matter wasn't, people were still as nomads. They went and hunted, took their whole families at a time, like she says, her family. Her parents never stayed in one time. And then therefore, when she got married, she had to go with them. And her children never went to school. They had to live where the games were available, like caribou, fox, trapping. And only when school was found to be compulsory, she said this was about the only time that they learn around rounding up time. When the missionaries called them there from Point Barrow to come down here, invited the whole village to take part in the Christmas program. And I think she mentioned Hawksworth as one of the teachers, and Kisutepwa ngayulak sa karitjung.
Taktis pian miglo, sipuring miglo, tamat kuning nga angayulak si kangaro.
Dr. Spence, Dr. Sprigg, those were some of the first missionaries that were up here to teach. And she said she can remember coming into the village to spend a Christmas program given by the missionaries. She says that's the first time she's ever known. And then so on, every year the doings got a little bigger. And then the feast was one around Thanksgiving time and Christmas time.
What was the first Christmas like, the first missionary's Christmas?
It came over you, kano, kurasi makana kare lang ayichu ngamun.
A chut sani glaka kuru, shoka kuru, mikirura ni glo, shura ni kurasi maktogan, mingwaktoktoan.
Misha tamat ko ang ayulak si tingin nin.
Mingwaktoktoan lo, ikakuti ni glo, ikakuti sanya ni glo, mingwaktoan mi glo.
As you can remember, when they were invited in from the point, her parents bringing her down, and all the children at that time were giving a little package, and some of the packages held soap, which was very highly prized at that time, a cake of soap. And little packages of sweets for each of the children, and maybe little mission bundles, whatever, given to each. This was the only time that they knew that people gave each other anything. And then it got to where people started giving.
Tamara ikakutinig ano kangin sa kaya ikakutik ipkiyaw tik sa ngin ng pisugati ko.
She can remember as she grew older, the presents never varied very much from the missionary boxes. They were most of the time because of the sanitation that was being shown them when cloth was being distributed among Eskimos and was being bought from stores. The missionaries and the teachers showed how to wash it clean, and they said at Christmas time their main Christmas present was a cake of soap, which was welcomed at that time. It was a very welcome present, as she calls it.
Was there much singing in the church at that time, during Christmas time?
So she can remember when there were so few houses, the missionaries, after they taught the villages the songs of Christmas, some with signs, the native translation of a Christmas song would be sung. And those that were in school were taught to sing the English version. There weren't very many, but she said she can remember Christmas caroling and Christmas program where songs were sung. And Santa Claus would get on the stage of the missionary church program where there was a Christmas play and then everybody was given a present. And caroling was first heard from the time missionaries came in. Christmas songs translated and some in English. But she said it wasn't a big doing. It was just like she says, Christmas Eve caroling, the first that she knew of.
I would like to go back to the old time when they had the rounding up time. Was there? I'd like to know the last time that happened, like when people came to Nuuk. And what village or what people came? Did they come from Wainwright at that time, or did they come from over toward Colville? And did they have any gifts that they brought from these different areas for the people?
Kasi majak to ning nubung munalu nga utkhiak bing nyurang latar ba kuras makyak tuta lo khoja jak tuta lo pisu lo nubung me nalu nga
asi tamat ko a kasi majak to at kia bing me su kanu tunu nga sik sik ro ni nunna ne khaira ka go bat kasi majak lo tikiti yak to
nalu nga kuliak to a go ga jak latar ba kai bing me nunna lalu ko kasi mani bilugin, anak tak na bilugin. Kitik sutik tam na ubluin, jak suna ubago ako bakura si mak, bag nalaw tsaka tislu utay man na kitik umar ublu ek man.
Asi isi katak tak ako, bat abang igla ako, bat nuna na nyala ni ulguna ang may sunin, inna nuna ni tkanito, tiki ablu tik tatmunga kasi may yaka umaman.
Naluit, katusangay kitka.
She said, during the last of some of these, she said she can barely remember, but she had heard her parents and older ones talk that she came in an area, she was born when the missionaries first came. Some of the first missionaries and school teachers in 1890-91, she was born.
1890
is the year that she was born. And she said, as soon as the missionaries started the school and the church doing here, the mission work, the missionaries who first came were also teachers. And then they built the back end of that church that you see now. It was about half the structure of that building, and then they added another structure. It still stands, that back end of that church that you see, this Presbyterian church that we have. That was the only church for many years. Grandma says, when she could remember, it was sort of a recollection of people gathering, but she said she couldn't tell you for sure if people from villages came and stayed for the full length, but people at the shortest time of the year, the shortest days of the year, which was at Christmas time, equal to that time. She can remember people coming in and gathering and bunching up in areas to have games.
Where did the people come from?
There were people, she said, I asked her where they came from nearby Well, this is they never knew about these settlements like Wainwright, Colville. There were people, there was just few people at that time. Family, one family here, one family there, and so forth. And she said she can remember them coming in, but she couldn't determine where they were from. There was no such town as Point Lay, Point Hope. There may be Point Hope was one of the biggest towns, but she said she can remember seeing runners coming from that area to compete, but not a whole lot of people. Just the ones that would compete in the games would be here. Not a whole village at a time. But she said she can remember the people who were out at their camps coming in. But she said you could hardly call those communities. They were people coming in from their own campgrounds and coming in at that time.
Could you describe some of the games that they played in those days?
Sunigo anak tau te kako nga ba tay mane? Anak tau te kako ram ima pisok tulak no te kisupayanik. Most of the games that you see handed down today, today's games, everything from pulling and competing with the you know the hand pulling and the high jumps and somersaults. Never a blanket toss. Those is that only came with the whale catch in the spring. But most of the games that you see today, everything that has to do with every part of your body with the string pulling or anything you name it that you see today out here that men compete, the highest jumpers and so forth, those that you see today in Olympics, Eskimo Olympics, throwing of balls or a heavy object. But the ones that you see during the summer games, he said that it had to do with spears and with a seal poke. Those never came on during the Christmas holiday season. They were never seen. Those only appeared at a time when they were having a whale catch celebration. There were two different types of recreations during the year. One, a whale catch celebration. And this time of the year, the shortest days of the year, is when they had the games competing.
Were there any celebrations when the sun came back?
No, she said never, the hunting, she said she had never heard, just the hunting, people just going away as the days get longer. The only time the people gathered to your grandma says is the shortest time of the year, the shortest days of the year, when they couldn't wander too far off, they couldn't see. You've been up here, there's this short day, like a couple of hours, it would have this hazy day, and that time of the year is what she meant. But that came on at Christmas time. But they never knew that there was a Christmas.
Could you tell me the Eskimo word for this time of year, when it's the darkest time of the year, and people get together and do the games and things?
The only thing that she's called that area is when, so there may have been a name in the old, old days, but as she applies to herself, she says the only name that she has known it by is the area the time of games, the time of rounding up, of the roundup of.
What is the Inupiat word for that?
Kevervik.
Thank you very much.
Wait a second, one other thing. Why don't you give your names into the.
My name is Sadie Niakok.
Mary. Mary Levert.
Akpaurak.
Akpaurak, eh.
Goeienacht.